Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode. Today we got a fun little draft kind of thing, but I may as well just let Bryson take it away since his idea, so go for it, man.
For sure, sounds good. So, yeah, I found this on Twitter. I don't remember where I saw it, so I apologize. I can't give credit to the original person, but basically what we're doing is we're taking all the teams of the MLB and we're doing a draft, and we're drafting based on the teams that we think are going to get the most wins. So at the end of the season, we're all going to have seven teams on our roster, and whoever totals the most amount of wins wins the draft. And nice. I decided, hopefully everyone's on board, rather than have a winner win everything, I think it'd be a lot more fun to have the loser, so the person who comes in last has to do some form of punishment, which we will come up with at some point. We're not sure about it yet, but I think it is something good we'll come up
prize,
with.
Cash prize and loser does stuff.
Yeah, for sure. We can figure it out. But I definitely think it'd be fun to have the loser do something. So
yeah,
some sort of punishment.
I like it.
So yeah, that's what we're doing today. And so for the draft order, we're gonna have Chase randomize it for us. So we'll see who's drafting where, and we're gonna do a snake draft. So whoever drafts fourth will get to draft first in the second round.
Yeah. All right. So for our draft, we're just running on random.org. So just got our four names there listed in there, and dice roll. We got 12 rounds. So let's start up that giveaway. Or not giveaway, I guess.
It's usually a giveaway
when I run these things, so I'm used to that. But let's run the draft, I guess. All right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Last round. Here we go. All right. We got Bryson, Caleb, me, and then Marshall.
Come on.
Fourth overall.
I'll take it.
All right. Oh, man, I got first. That's tough. Okay. So for me, I think first overall pick.
I didn't know who I wanted to take, so I'm kind of actually, first I would know, but second and third.
First, I'm leaning one team, but there's another team that I'm kind of like a little bit high on, but I think I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to take the Houston Astros.
Yeah, that's who I would have taken too.
Yeah, so I guess I will I'll keep track of our draft picks here as well.
I got it as well.
Oh, you got it as well? Okay, perfect.
I just want to screw up and take someone who's already been taken.
All right, sounds good. So, yeah, I will take the Houston Astros first overall.
I am second.
Yep.
With my first pick, I'm going to go Padres.
Oh,
they have a loaded roster. I think they're going to have a big season. I was thinking maybe Braves, but I was like, I think the Braves are in a tough division, but I'm going to go with Padres.
Yeah, all right. Well, I am, you kind of made it easy for me, I guess, because I think I want to take the Braves at three.
I like it. All right. Well, I'm going to take,
No, I was going to say, that's what I was kind of leaning with, maybe taking first.
So, yeah, I like it. That's fair. They're going to be good this year.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I'm going to take back-to-back New York teams. I'm taking the Mets and the Yankees.
Oh, okay. I was hoping they would swing back around to me.
No.
Marshall must want the punishment.
No, that's a win right there.
He's just setting himself up for it. All right. I'm going to go with probably the not so favorite of the group. I'm going to go with the Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Ooh, yeah. Dodger Nation.
Dodger Nation. Travis will be happy.
So I'm up with my second pick. Ooh, this is a tough one. I'm gonna go Blue Jays. Send it.
Yeah, all right.
121 season incoming.
I think it's a good pick. It's a good pick.
I think that's a good place to have them there.
I think, that's probably who I would have taken if you didn't take them. So I think it's a solid pick.
I was going to pick another team, but I was like, I feel like they're going to be gone next time I come around.
Yeah, I definitely would have snagged them with one of my two picks here.
They wouldn't make it around.
Oh, This is tough. I think for my first pick, I'm going to take the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
And then with my second pick, I am going to take. Man, this is already tough.
This is really like,
you already is just now you're kind of at the point where it's like the obvious ones are out of the way. Now you're kind of like,
yeah,
gotta really think about it.
Could be.
Man, I'm going to, because I think that they're going to win the division this year.
Don't even.
I'm going to take.
Don't even.
No, actually, no. I'm gonna take the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, that's like what them. I thought you were gonna take.
No, I was looking another way, but I'm gonna take the Phillies. I've hyped them up on previous podcasts, so I'm gonna stick to my guns and take them.
That's what I wanted.
Oh, I was gonna pick the Phillies. Shit. Damn. There's the E.
Send it now.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. This is tough for me.
I know who I want. Don't take them.
I'm going to go Mariners.
Okay. Good pick. I was hoping.
I was
torn between two teams, and I basically thought you were going to choose one of the two, so that makes my decision easier. I'm going Guardians.
Nice. Man, that's who I was torn.
Picking my pick, man.
They're a sleeper pick. They are a sleeper pick.
Yeah.
See, now this has made it really hard for me. I'm gonna go Rays.
I was thinking that was gonna come up right away.
Yeah, and I'm torn here.
I think you want the A's, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'd rather have the Austin A's.
Austin A's. Santa Clara Baseball League.
All right, I think this might be a stretch, but I'm going Giants.
Okay. No, I feel it, though.
I like it.
As long as they don't have a season like last year. Like, they weren't terrible last year, but, like, if they played, they did this.
Tim Lincecum bounces back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come back for Tim Lincecum. It's his season this year, I heard.
Should be.
Okay, I guess that brings me up. Oh, boy. Should have been paying a little bit. Thinking a little ahead. Okay.
I know who I want.
I got two teams, I think. And I think I got to lean towards... Oh, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go with the Orioles.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Nice. They were nice.
Spicy pick right there.
I like it, though. Spicy. I like it.
It could be it could play out, or it could be the worst pick.
It's definitely a boomer bust pick, but I like it.
Yeah.
Ready, Caleb?
Oh, right. It's me. Shit. Oh, boy. I don't know. I'm just thinking, is Bryson going to snipe these guys on me if I don't take them here?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
Oh, there's still three more picks after this, so probably. So it gets back to you.
I think with my pick, I'm going to take the team. They're in a weak division. I think they could pull off some wins. I'm going to go with the Brewers.
Yeah, I was thinking that. It's kind of who I was debating between.
All right. I think for myself, I'm going to take with my first pick. I'm going to take the Angels.
Ooh, okay.
I think they have too much talent on that team to be as bad as they were. And I've been saying that for a while, but I'm going to take a chance on them. And I think with my other pick, I'm going to go with. This is tough. I'm going to bank on health this year, and I'm going to take the White Sox.
I was thinking White Sox.
Yeah,
there's my pick.
Hopefully, they can stay healthy.
Ready? So it's me again. Well, I was pretty set on the White Sox.
Fair assessment.
I don't know who was gonna Screw it. I'll go with Rangers.
That's a good pick.
I was debating them as well.
Well, Bryson, you're going to be happy. I'm taking your boys, taking the D-backs.
Nice. So, like, I was going to take them if they made it back to me, but I figured they wouldn't. So
yeah, I thought you were going to take them, right? I thought you were going to take them at your pick.
I was tempted, but if the White Sox can stay healthy, man, I think they're going to be
good. Yeah, that's fair. They have so much potential. If they just, like Eloy and Lou Bob, they just got to stay healthy.
And getting rid of La Russa, I think, is going to help.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I got two picks here. I'm going to take the Twins and the Cubs.
Nice.
I wish the Rangers made a half round. I'd like to take.
We're getting to that territory. It's like, oh, shit.
Who do you think is a sleeper? Yeah.
We're getting to some sleeper pretty bad grounds.
Like, who can sneak in some wins for you?
Red.
Yeah. Which one of these teams can? I don't like any of them. Actually, I got one that I like.
Well, you get to pick them. It's your turn,
bro. Oh, yeah. I forgot completely. I will go with the Marlins. I'm going to bank on my boy Jazz and Louis Arraez.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm up now. I think there's one more team left, and it's dog shit after.
Pretty much.
I don't want to be in the dog shit pile, so I'm going to just, by default, I'm going to take the Red Sox.
I think you ended up there.
Yeah. I think you got half a foot in there at least. Oh man, hey,
it's the AL East. Red Sox would somehow win it.
Yeah,
it's such a random division.
Never know with the new schedule either. Like the standings might be crazy.
Honestly, yeah.
With the new schedule, you're going to see a lot higher win totals, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh really? Yeah.
Because like the Astros get to play like the National Rockies and Reds now for one series.
Fair.
That's true.
Some of them will see higher wins and some of them will see lower lows.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, write it down. The most wins will happen this year and the most amount of losses will happen this year in the season.
Write it down.
Save it for next Monday.
Yeah, true.
All right, so Bryson's up.
Oh man,
Bryson's up with the dog shit pile.
My last two picks. Yeah. All right. Well, I think one of my picks is going to be the Pirates, just because I think they have some potential there to
get
some wins.
Well, Brian Hayes and O'Neill Cruz are both.
Yeah, their pitching is atrocious, but.
Not there.
It is. I mean, at this point, you're just kind of banking on upside. Trying to get some wins. And it was my little last pick.
I got mine, I think.
Trying to make sure I'm not missing anybody because I feel like there's got to be more. But I feel
watch
like
it just be a 90-win team, just not taken.
We just absolutely missed somebody.
Passed over it.
Oh, boy. This is just like bad or worse. Who do I think is going to be better between these two teams? Realistically, neither.
There's a clear answer for me, but you must not. I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to take the Royals.
That's who I wanted.
Yeah. So you take the Pirates and Royals?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I want to take my boy, Joey Menendez, whatever his fucking name is.
Menendez.
There's only two AL teams left.
Yeah, it's the A's and the Tigers.
But I'm going to go with the team good that picks. Has some good sort picks. Of talent on offense.
Rockies.
No, I'm going to take the Tigers. Hopefully, Javi Baez has a bounce back season and Riley Green and Torque finally. Or
at least they got a couple, like, not absolute dumpster fire pitchers, but.
Yeah, this is not how it's going for half the year is tough.
Yeah.
Also, they play in a weak division.
True.
All the central divisions kind of suck.
Oh, yeah. This is a tough decision. Actually,
who are you going to lead me, Chase?
Oh, is it going to be this year, though? You know what?
No, it's not, Chase.
Our picks are the Nats, Rockies,
Reds, and A's.
Reds and A's. And I'm going to have to go Rockies.
Ah.
Because.
Fangraphs hasn't projected to finish with the worst record.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, but I don't think the Athletics do better than them. I'm going to take the Nationals just because they have some young talent.
That's the only reason I was thinking of taking them, but I just didn't like it. I think it's really like C.J. Abrams will be the bulk of that this year. 2-3 years from now, 100%. Yeah. But
yeah. All right. Well, yeah. That leaves the Reds and Athletics undrafted.
Watch the Reds.
So what's our punishment?
I don't know. You got to come up with one.
We'll have to do it at a show or something. Walk up to Kyle's dad and lowball him.
that's an absolute. That is
nice little inside joke there too. That's funny.
Losers get dookie benched.
Yo.
Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna have to come up with something.
So. We'll get something. We'll get something.
Should be something. I see this one challenge is you have to like, we write something for the loser and they have to say it on the podcast.
they have to make it fit it into Sound Natural.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll keep track of these and hopefully we'll kind of give updates throughout the season on how we're doing, how things are looking.
It'll be easy to give quick updates on our Wednesday episodes when it's like kind of where fantasy is Fridays and write that down Mondays so we can give quick episode or updates like kind of Wednesdays.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. All right. Well,
awesome.
Hope you guys enjoyed our newest episode. Fun little mock draft for a little banter with the boys for the season. So, yeah, with that, we'll see you in the next one.
Peace.
See ya.